Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, and welcome back to the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is there is power in my prayers. So it's by no coincidence that I'm recording this confession right now, because as I was driving today, I remembered something that I wanted to tell my mother. As I was talking to her, I know for a fact that she could tell that the situation I was telling her about really had me spun up and upset, because quite frankly, the situation just wasn't fair. And what was worse was that I felt like at the end of the day, my choice as to, persuade the outcome into a fair situation for me, I feel like that choice was kind of taken away. And after I finished telling her about it, she told me to calm down and to pray about it because, and I quote, "There is power in our prayers." She was right. And so before I go to bed today, I'm going to pray about the situation and ask God for an outcome that is fair for me. So the scriptures that I want to give you that I believe pertain to what we're talking about today's confession is John 15 verses 7 through 8. And it says, "If you remain in my words, and my words remain in you," and this is Jesus talking to his disciples, "ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." So another good one that I thought about, or, you know, that came up in my research, was James 5 and 16. "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." So first of all, from John 15, verse 7, when you ask for something in Jesus' name and you remain in him and you allow the word to remain in you, ask for whatever and the Lord will do it. If that's not powerful, I don't know what is. And then here's another part to it. It's kind of like, I kind of view it as like corporate prayer and fellowship mixed together to get these kinds of results. In James 5, it says, "Confess your sins to each other," like confide in each other, fellowship with one another, really be friends and confidants to each other, not going around gossiping and being messy and, "Oh, let me tell you what she told me today. Her life is a mess." Not any of that. Like really being there for each other and being someone's confidant, allowing someone trustworthy to be your confidant, and pray so that the both of you, whoever's in the group that is praying, will be healed. And it says that the prayer of a righteous person, if you're doing all this and you're a righteous person, it is powerful and effective, meaning that it's going to produce the results that you're asking God for. So I want to ask you, do you believe that there is power in your prayers? If not, it could be maybe because of how you see God. Maybe you feel like God never answers your prayers, or maybe you just don't believe that your prayers matter, that there's no point. But whatever it is, I encourage you to confess this over your life. There is power in my prayers. Confess that over your life, because this is also an extension of how you see yourself. If you see yourself as someone whose prayers don't matter to God, then you'll be far less likely to pray consistently and in a manner that is effective. So going back to this moment again in the car while I was talking to my mother, in that moment, my mother's reminder that there is more power in my prayers than my rants registered is true. So remember that there is more power in your prayer than your rants, your doubts, your circumstances, or your disappointments. That's not to negate how you feel or what's happened to you, because some horrible things happen in life. Some horrible things happen in life to us. But, you know, you have a right to feel how you feel. But at the end of the day, there is power in your prayers, and it's greater than how you feel. It's greater than your circumstances or anything else. So again, today's confession is there is power in my prayers. And remember to confess your way to success. And don't forget to join in tomorrow.